The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. As a kid, I drew one set of ideas about women, or I should say about ladies, from observing my mother and her sisters. They were believers in matching handbags to shoes and serving meals on china. They shopped for Queen Anne furniture and outfitted their windows with generous folds of colorful chintz. I drew another set of ideas about women from 1970s TV, populated by wholesome brunettes like Pam Dauber's character on Mork and Mindy, or Bailey on WKRP in Cincinnati, and sexy, ditzy blondes like Suzanne Summers and Lonnie Anderson. Between these sets of ideals, there was precious little overlap for me, except for maybe Pam Grier and Lola Falana, black actresses I seldom ever caught sight of, but whose names were bandied around as examples of legendary black beauty. When did I gather a sense of the kind of woman I aspired to be? And where did that vision come from? I suppose it happened at first unconsciously, watching the way a camera lingered on someone's face or body, noticing how the men in her orbit responded. I suppose I developed a simplistic view of what womanhood was from watching TV, notions that were tweaked and tempered by the real women in my orbit, who commanded people's attention and respect in different ways. I sometimes still feel torn between wanting to fit whatever media-born model of beauty is current and wanting to see myself as embodying something more. I think most women do. I think most people do, though we all know the exaggerated pressure about our physical selves that women endure. I think that's why I'm so drawn to today's poem, Introduction to Patriarchy, by Chelsea Rathbun. It's a poem of memory that points very clearly to the way girls are indoctrinated from a very young age into a male fantasy version of femininity. Introduction to Patriarchy by Chelsea Rathbun. For a while, we found them everywhere we looked, tucked in our brothers' closets or slipped inside our father's attachés, carousels of airbrushed women with rumpled curls, wearing sweaters or raincoats or negligees or nothing but shoes. Their feet were never bare. Bedecked in stockings and heels as tall as stilts, they seemed as though they always had to grab a hold of something strong, a doorframe, say, or a fire hose, or lean across a bed to keep from toppling. Top-heavy, lips wet, one arm lifted or crossed, they waited for us. Side by side, our bodies hairless, all lines and sharp angles, we studied their proportions. We read about their favorite centuries. The 20th, because women can finally pursue their own individuality and potential. And ideal men, and memorized their vague ambitions. Ranking their parts, we fought over who got to be Miss October or Miss April when we played, what was the game? It can't be called dress-up if we undressed. Instead of doctors or astronauts, We channeled waitresses in a topless bar. We practiced carrying trays and looking vacant or surprised. When our big breaks came, we posed for centerfolds, eager to please the invisible camera. We leaned against the wall or dropped to our hands and knees, our smiles fixed, until our father's voices sent us fumbling for our clothes. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.